When I look at most people's wrists, I see a watch. The mechanical miracles that cost a large fortune, we'll talk about those in a moment. Or the athletic watches that are like personal trainers. Or the cheap throwaway digital fashion watches that match your socks. When Apple looks at your wrist, it sees a multi-billion dollar beachhead to a whole new digital invasion of the human body.
Apple Watch is the most personal device we've ever created. We set out to make the best watch in the world.
Yes, it's time once again for the would-be cool to hand over some more cash to the folks at Apple. Its first adopter maniacs are lining up for smartwatches.
A lot of people think that we're paid by Apple to do this. I mean, but we're not. We just like the experience. Just waiting here is like, it's like cool. Like, who does this? Who else you know that does this besides the people that are actually here, you know? So, I mean, it's different. We're just Apple fanatics.
Apple may be getting the most attention right now, but wrist wearables are coming. We're about to be hosed down by a whole new stream of smart stuff. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, joins us from the Tech Crunch Conference in San Francisco. Ben, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hey, John. Thank you.
So the wearable wrist watches and the Apple Watch is just the beginning of a whole big movement. Can you describe where this is headed and how much of a test this is of the whole market, the Apple Watch?
Well, it's actually interesting. I mean, in some ways, the Apple Watch is a late comer to the wearables game. There have been lots of things on the market for a while. The Fitbit, the Nike Fuel Band, Jawbone. These are all wearable devices that track our fitness and pull a lot of other data from our daily behavior. The Apple Watch, you know, is banking on the fact that by some estimates, 40% of U.S. consumers are interested in buying a smartwatch. Now, that sounds kind of high to me, but it's part of a large and growing market that Apple is definitely banking on, and other companies are too. Samsung has released smartwatches this year, so has LG, Motorola, the Moto 360 is another example. So this is certainly a large and growing field right now. The big question is, will consumers actually buy in?
And the idea is really the watch has to converge all of the smart features into this little screen. And, you know, we already see people walking around with their heads down. If they're going to be walking around with their faces at their wrist, I mean, people are going to end up walking into trees. But that's really the test here, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of companies haven't really been able to unlock yet is really creating a watch that people want to use. You know, these days, at least in the mobile space, phones are getting bigger. You saw Apple yesterday release a larger phone that some people have been clamoring for a while. And the idea of making things smaller and having a tiny little watch face that you would interact with is a big question mark. Now, Apple would argue, of course, that the Apple Watch is designed really, really well to do that. It's got all this different functionality. It's got a little so-called digital crown on the side of the watch that's like a little spinny dial that you can turn and change the functionalities of the watch. It allows you to interact with the watch via Siri. You can talk to the watch. You can actually doodle on the watch and send doodles to your friends. And so Apple, I think, is, you know, banking on its ability and the ability of Apple's Johnny Ive to design something that people will actually want to interact with.
Your impressions?
Well, John, I will admit that I'm an Android. So I've been looking actually at the Moto 360 as a watch that I've been interested in. But, you know, I think the Apple Watch has a lot of really nice looking design on it. And it's, you know, in its own Apple way, it looks very sleek. There's three different versions of the watch. Each has two different sizes. I did not see yesterday a product that was revolutionary. I think, you know, it's been, let's see, about 4 years since the iPad was unveiled by Apple. This was, of course, a time at which Steve Jobs was leading the company. And that was a revolutionary product, as had been the iPod, the iPhone, the Mac, and so many things before it. I didn't see that yesterday. I felt like it was a product that, yes, I will want to buy, but I don't have to have.
Well, you know, and this is, you know, the way Apple works. I mean, this first version may be for the fanatics, but we'll see whether the word of mouth and the sort of general sense of this is cool makes it into people's fashion sense. And that's the idea. Is this a intermediate step, this watch, towards a whole sense of digital fashion that may end up being, you know, the smart tooth filling by the time we get to the end of the game here?
Well, I think that is true, and a lot of people are looking to Apple to sort of lead the pack, even if it's kind of a late arriver by some standards. In my mind, the most exciting potentials when it comes to wearable technology are things that maybe are a fashion statement, but are also actually maybe not even visible. Things in your clothing that can monitor your heart rate or monitor your health and deliver you data wirelessly and do it at low power. I mean, think about this. The Apple Watch, you're going to have to take off every night, John, and sit on a charger. And, you know, I don't know yet that consumers are fully all in.
Well, Gwen Stefani was in the audience there, invited along with, you know, some fashion industry leaders. Will the fashion industry buy this?
I think that there's a possibility there, and I do think that Apple, you know, Apple's that company, right, that has, at least in the past, designed products that are a fashion statement. The iPhone as, you know, the best example. And, you know, you think about the fact that Apple is expecting to sell between 60 and 70 million iPhone 6s. That's just the newest version of its iPhone. And I think that if it expects to sell as many watches, then yes, we are looking at the possibility of the fashion industry buying into this and consumers buying into this.
How far away are we from smart tattoos and smart piercings, right, Ben?
Someday, although I'm not sure I'm going to spend $349 on one of those either.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, talking to us from the TechCrunch conference in San Francisco. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TiVo, unifying cable, on-demand, and streaming apps like Netflix without the need to switch TV inputs, remotes, or user experience. Learn more at TiVo.com.